Aircheckdownloads.com.
Do you ever have very, very bad luck? Do you ever have one of those days where you get out of bed and everything starts going wrong immediately? And then throughout the day, it's bad luck all the way right to the end of the day and you're glad to get back in bed again? That's really bad luck. I don't have days like that myself. I feel very sorry for you. It's 18 minutes past two. Monday afternoon, BBC Radio 1. Steve Wright in the afternoon. Just another lost 10p piece in the vending machine of life. Another bad tennis serve in the centre court of living. Look at the topicality file right now. Celebrating today, 2-0 to England over the Czechs last night. What a great match that was. I really enjoyed that, and I'm not really into football, but may I say, well done, England. You know, I think we're in with a chance of actually eventually winning the World Cup. Now, wouldn't that be great, eh? That would be the business. And there'll be some celebration tonight when we'll all raise our glasses to Charles and Di's new arrival, which should be this afternoon, hopefully. Fingers crossed, okay? Me and you? Great. Going to announce it this afternoon. Sorry, I lost control. Let me say, don't Sue Barker and Cliff look the perfect couple? The new Charles and Di, as they said in the paper this morning, I think they look great. Oh, they do look a lovely couple. Oh, marvellous. What else is going on today? A report which I'll quote without comment says here, college feminists have condemned a planned women's mud wrestling contest at Oxford University next week. They say it's degrading. Do we have our priorities right? I can think of more degrading things. And the New York Statue of Liberty is apparently, it's falling apart. The iron framework has weakened over the weekend and Ronald Reagan launched a fund to save it. He said, I don't know it. It seems to be falling apart.
I'll tell you what, old Steve likes to have a laugh in the afternoons, doesn't he, eh? When you're sitting
on your own. AirCheckDownloads.com.